Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us in song and prayer and the Word, a time of worship when we gather around the listening device and worship the name of the Lord. Let's sing now.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for worshiping with us, and let's have a great time together in the presence of the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from John 6:33. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible is living. A number of years ago when they came out with a publication known as the Living Bible, someone told me, said, you need to get you a Living Bible. I said, why do I want to get a Living Bible? Mine has never died. It is alive and alive in Christ. The life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Praise the Lord today. We love the Word of God. All right, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. We're looking forward to hearing from you. From page 203 in the Echoes of Calvary hymnal, here's one entitled, I'd Tell the World.
If I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd write a book so everyone could read. I'd start each line with glory and end with praise the Lord. I'd tell the world Jesus fills my every need.
I'd tell the world
how Jesus saved me.
I'd tell the world
He set me free.
Oh yes, if I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd tell the world what Jesus is to me.
I'm through with sinful pleasures, I've left them all behind. They only give contentment for a while. I gave them up for Jesus, He means so much to me. While ages roll, His love will still abide.
I'd tell the world
how Jesus saved me.
I'd tell the world
He set me free
and made me whole.
Oh yes, if I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd tell the world what Jesus is to me. If I could speak like angels and have a million years on earth to talk about my Savior's love, when time for me has ended and Jesus calls me home, I'd still have much to tell in heaven above.
I'd tell the world,
I'd tell the world
how Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
I'd tell the world,
I'd tell the world
he set me free
and made me whole.
Oh yes, if I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd tell the world what Jesus is to me. I'd tell the world how Jesus saved me.
I'd tell the world
he set me free
and made me whole.
Oh yes, if I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd tell the world what Jesus is to me. Let's sing verse 3. Listen to this. If I could speak like angels and have a million years on earth, I'd talk about my Savior's love. When time for me has ended and Jesus calls me home, I'd still have much to tell in heaven above.
I'd tell the world
how Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
I'd tell the world,
I'd tell the world
he set me free
and made me whole.
Oh yes, if I could count my blessings and name them one by one, I'd tell the world what Jesus is to me. Well, the songwriter said, if I could speak like angels and have a million years on earth to talk about my Savior's love. Well, none of us have a million years, and none of us speak like angels, but you can take the ability to speak that you do have in the 70 or 80 years that you do have, and utilize that time for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be surprised how many people you could witness to in your 70 or 80 years, however many years you have on the earth. You would be surprised as to how many people you could talk to about Jesus, how many people you could invite to church, how many people you could pray for, how many people you could lead to Christ, how many people that you could, invite to into the house of the Lord. You'd be surprised what you could do with the time that you have. Just because you don't have a million years doesn't mean or doesn't give you an excuse to not utilize the time you have. Well, let's use that time for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his witnesses. Let's pray today that the Lord will help us to be an effective witness. Reading the precious promise today, it comes to us from 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we can be your witness, and we're thankful today, Lord, that we can be laborers in your vineyard. And Lord, we are thankful today that we can be fishers of men and all the ministries, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us. Help us, Lord, to be effective in our witnessing, and help us to use every day that we do have, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Anoint us and use us and lead us and guide us and speak to us. I pray in the name of Jesus today for the power of God to rest upon us and for the anointing to be upon us. And Lord, when we do witness or testify, when we do speak to others about you, I pray today in the name of Jesus, it will be effective, convicting, and many will return to you and turn to you and repent of their sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Use this service today, not only use this service, but use us for the glory of God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hallelujah. Well, let's just continue to move right along with the flow of the Spirit of the Lord. Sing page 229 in the Forward in Faith hymnal, If I Knew of a Land. Hallelujah. This song will bless your heart. Let's continue our worship and praise to Him.
If I knew of a land where no sorrow ever came, where the weather was just right, and there were no sick or lame, where there'd be no goodbyes, and the people live for aid, I would sell all I have and move today. Well, I know of a land where joys are waiting, where the people live forever and forever. 'Twill be one eternal day without a sorrow, and some morning when he calls, I'll move away. If I knew of a land where no dark clouds ever came, where the sky was always bright, and there'd be no storm or rain, where our loved ones were true and would not a trust betray, I would sell all I have and move today. Oh, let's praise Him now, hallelujah. Well, I know of a land where joys are waiting, live forever and forever. It will be one eternal day without a sorrow, and some morning when he calls, I'll move away.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, Sister Linda's at the piano. Join us another service tomorrow. If you would, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Hallelujah. Sing with us now.
Where?